Welcome to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Tune in as we discuss the Punch TV Studios IPO, funding for your film, acting in film and television, new affiliate stations, and all things Punch TV Studios. Meet the stars of your favorite Punch TV Studios film and television shows and find out how you can be a part of the company that is revolutionizing television. Join the conversation at 657-383-1974. And now your host, Punch TV Studios CEO, Joseph Collins.
All right, everyone. This is Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios. I'm happy to be on the radio show with you tonight. It's been a very busy day here with us at Punch TV Studios. We are certainly very happy as we're winding down to the close of the IPO. It's been so interesting and so amazing to have this opportunity to do this. And boy, we have so much to talk about tonight. But before we go any further, let's give a shout out to our co-host, the Sharifa. How are you doing today?
I am excellent. How are you, Mr. Collins?
I'm doing really, really well. How was your day today? What happened?
There's a lot going on. Started off with listening to an amazing interview.
That was a really great interview. Yes.
Yes, this morning. That was really great. So it's everywhere, all over the social media, LinkedIn, Twitter. So it was very interesting. And you had callers call in and ask you questions. So I thought that interview was really great.
Yeah, we had. I did it first thing this morning. I did an interview on what's the name of the show?
Black Talk Network. Black Talk.
Radio.
BlackTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, BlackTalkRadio.com. So that was really good. It was on there with a really great host. And she really had the folks ask some really great questions, which I was, of course, happy to answer and happy to really come across on that. What did you think of the show? Did you hear the whole show? Or did you listen to the whole show? And they had me on for almost an hour.
They had you on for almost an hour. And, yes, I listened to the whole show. That's part of my job description. It's written in there. You must listen to every show in its entirety. So I did. You know, and it's like I love listening to you do interviews because it's like your personality starts to come out more and more as you do interviews and people have to kind of get you sometimes. And she's like, tell us your story. He's like, I'm a sharecropper's son. And she's listening to you. And you just laugh. And it's just like, oh, I'm just kidding. So I thought it was great. I really thought it was a great interview.
Yeah, I thought it was a pretty great interview as well myself. I thought it was really cool. I want to do a lot more of them. I want to do totally a lot more of them too.
Yes, and we lined up a couple more interviews for you today. Not only that, but your interview that you did last week is airing tomorrow. So we got the notification that the interview you did last week in Burbank, in the studio, is going to air tomorrow.
Also, we're going to be on biz.tv tomorrow, right? So that's cool.
Yes.
I really look forward to seeing that interview. I think I did a pretty good job over there. And we've just been talking about Punch and talking about what it takes to really pull off this IPO and really do what we're doing. And it's just been really, really cool, really cool. And so we're getting a lot of people are beginning to have conversations about Punch. Actually, I was in a restaurant just sitting, minding my own business as I do. And the people in another booth were talking about Punch. So you know what I had to do, right?
Yes, you got it.
I had to go introduce myself. Hi,
there.
I'm Joseph Collins, CEO of Punch TV Studios.
CEO of Punch TV Studios.
So I literally.
And what did they say?
They were
did
like,
you have to sign
oh
autograph?
My God,
like,
you.
Tell
yeah.
me when you signed your first autograph. That's what I want to know.
Yes. I don't sign many autographs. Well, I guess I have signed quite a few autographs, actually, but not often. But.
Oh my gosh, do you know who that is? That's Joseph Collins.
No, I don't
oh
get
God,
that. I get that from celebrities.
No.
I get that from celebrities. More celebrities do that to me than.
Right, because they want to be, they want their show or they want to be on the network.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No, they have
so
an
I
idea
get that more from celebrities than I do from the folks, right? So.
So that was good. And Nabuki is popping today. I'm sorry. Let's rephrase
Yeah,
that.
I was on Nabuki today. I posted some videos today.
Yes.
So I don't know if people want to go see the videos I posted. I did post some videos today, and that was pretty cool.
Posted a punch animation video. I thought that was hot.
I posted a punch animation video. Yes, from Punch Animation, which is going to be the animation division of Punch TV Studios. Everything keeps moving forward in the way that it's going. That's exactly what's going to happen and what's going to take place. And I'm really excited about that. Really, truly, truly excited. So we totally and completely did that. Happy about it. So let's see. Yeah, so you can go to Nabuki.com. And when you go to Nabuki.com, you'll be able to see some of the things that we're doing, some of the incredible things that we're doing, and some of the wonderful things that we're doing. And follow us on Nabuki, Nabuki.com. You can follow us there, and you can see some of the amazing stuff that we're doing. So what else was on your day like today?
Busy day. Busy day. Got a chance to work a little bit on the PunchTVStudios.com website. That was kind of cool.
Okay.
That was kind of fun because I'm more in this creative mode for some reason as opposed to the technical mode. And so when I'm in the creative mode, I want to tell a story. I want to sell a vision. And so I'm like, how can I further show the vision of Punch TV Studios? So I worked some on the website, did a lot of work on the Nabuki. You know what I mean? You may not notice it, but you notice it. Nabuki is swimming. It's moving. It's going. So it's just really a busy day. Talk to radio stations, you know, reached out to some media outlets, posted on social media, because every message that we put out now is letting people know that we are closing out the IPO. We're closing out
We are closing out the IPO, and you need to get in now. You know, don't wait. Don't hesitate. Get in now and be part of the Punch TV movement. You want to do this. I mean, there's no one else right now who's offering an IPO at $1 per share. I mean, there's no one else doing it. And we are doing it, and you are able to be a part of it, and you're able to participate, and you're able to become a stockholder in the IPO and in the company, and that's what's really cool, really, really cool.
I agree.
So let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk a little bit more. I'm going to tell you a little bit more about my great interview I had today and about some of the questions that were asked today in that interview. Really kind of were great questions, actually, where people just really wanted to know. They really wanted to know. And people were like, hey, I've been hearing about this, but I really didn't know what to do. And so we're going to get into that a little bit tonight. So let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American-owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. 410-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
We're back from that quick commercial break. And so now we are discussing Mr. Collins' interview this morning and some of the exciting questions that the guest asked.
Well, one of the questions was, you know, is this like a real IPO, you know, and then, you know, why, you know, why are you doing it this way? Then, you know, the answer is absolutely yes. The answer is absolutely yes. So no hesitation, no qualms, no anything. It's absolutely yes. But I didn't just answer the question with yes. I explained why and how rare this is, because we had one guy who came on the show, and he says, hey, you know, I wanted to invest $100, and then he wanted to take my $100 now. So I told him, I said, well, you know, if you make your investment by yourself by going to our website, punchtvstudios.com, you go to our website and you can make an investment and do everything yourself. You can invest $100, because I was explaining to him how so many, you know, the cost of servicing the smaller dollar investors is just so expensive. I don't think people really appreciate that cost. In fact, I know they don't, because they don't really coincide with it like that, but I certainly appreciate that cost. And so we try to let people know, you know, hey, invest at least $1,000. That way, you know, it could really give you a good return, and at least at, on a minimum. But you can invest any amount you want by going directly to our website at punchtvstudios.com. And if you can follow the simple instructions, you click the Invest Now button. And if you follow the simple instructions, you should be able to make your investment. And it shouldn't be like a problem at all. You should be able to make your investment, and it shouldn't be a problem at all for you to be able to do that. And walk through the steps. I think it's like a few steps, 13 steps, I think, part owner, for those persons who want to invest, but they have limited resources in that way. But the team here now is focused on investors who are investing $10,000 and more. That's our core thing that we're working on now, is people that are investing $10,000 or more, and we're closing out the IPO now. So now, because of what we're doing, we've had to kind of, you know, work with the higher dollar investors to get us closed out. And so the people that are calling, you're getting that message right now that they're delivering to everyone, hey, you need to invest $10,000. Which is a reasonable investment. And what I explained today on today's show was that $10,000 is like really nothing for people that invest. It's really not that much money for people that invest. So you want to consider that if you can afford $10,000 and it doesn't hurt you, it's less than 10% of your annual income, so you want to invest $10,000 and go from there. And that's what we were telling people. Then it's not a big burden to service everybody. And what people don't realize is when you're calling the office and you're going through all those things like that, it really costs us to service you. So if you invest $100 and you're calling the office 10 times, you know, that's hard. You know, and everybody's going to get their stock certificate. Everybody's going to get everything that we promised that they're going to get. You're going to get it. And that just it's going to take a little time to get it out to you. We're actually right now getting ready to send out another 1,000 stock certificates.
And so that's really cool. We're really excited about that today. We have another 1,000 stock certificates going out right now that are going to be going out over the next few days or so. And I'm happy about that. I'm really, really happy. So what do you think about that?
Oh, I am definitely excited. I'm excited to see the buzz that's being created, the response to everything that's happened. So many people who are supporting Prince TV Studios, I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, so do I. And you ain't seen nothing yet. We're going all over the country, all across the country, Chicago, Atlanta, everywhere across the country. The buzz is happening right now of people wanting to invest in Punch TV Studios, and it's awesome and completely awesome, and I'm loving it. I'm completely and totally loving it. So who do we have in the Punch Bowl tonight? Let's see what we can do tonight and see who's there with us tonight.
We have a very special guest in the Punch Bowl tonight. Before I bring on our special guest, we do have several listeners. We have quite a few listeners on the line tonight. If you would like to join the conversation with Punch TV Studios CEO Joseph Collins, please press 1. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you just like to show your support, please press 1 so we know that you like to join the conversation. But we have a very special guest tonight, and this guest is going to present to us some of her writings, but she's also going to share with us her experience of actually having met President Barack Obama. So,
wonderful.
Yes. Yes, in the Punch Bowl tonight is none other than the one, the only, Miss Andrea Abrams. Are you with us tonight, Miss Abrams?
Yes, I am. Yes, a little bit of stage fright, which is why I wrote down what I planned to say, just in case nerves overtake me.
Well, we're happy to have you here tonight. Welcome to the Punch Bowl.
Thank you, Mr. Collins. Thank you, Sharifa.
You are welcome.
You're completely welcome. Completely welcome. So tell us why you're here tonight, and what would you like to share with us? Tell us about your business or whatever you're working on, and love to hear.
Well, I wrote down this speech because it encapsulates what I want to say and about having met the president and my perspective on certain current events, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you don't mind, I'm going to just read now, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Collins and Sharifa, for the honor of letting me appear on your show on the last Monday before maybe the USA and all it has stood for, the good, if flawed intentions of the Founding Fathers, all white male and property owners, if I'm not mistaken, who wrote and signed the Declaration of Independence and later the U.S. Constitution, goes down the crapper. I'm kidding, but maybe not. It's a classic case of men having the best of intentions, but doing what we now call mansplaining. But they were smart enough to know, maybe, that they were flawed. Or at least that times change, so therefore the Constitution is a living document which can be amended. Not easily, on purpose, to try to make sure that the mob mentality didn't prevail more than the cooler, more rational people. I say that, regardless of political ideology, because fanatics from the left can be as destructive as those from the so-called right. Now, having said that, I'm not especially worried that on Friday, January 20th, 2017, DJT, aka to me, the Orange Menace, and his political companion, as much as if they were married, Governor Mike Pence, aka Half Pence, may become POTUS and the POTUS. Despite the fact, okay, my opinion, that they are in almost every important way the polar opposites of the current POTUS and the POTUS, Barack Hussein Obama and Joseph Robinette Biden. Vice President Biden, by the way, is a Syracuse alum like myself. He has his law degree from it, and I have a BS in newspaper journalism from the SI Newhouse School of Public Communication, which is frequently cited as the best undergraduate communication school in the USA. Check out the Wikipedia page if you have time. In fact, Wikipedia is usually my go-to source for anything and everything. Once in a blue moon, they have gotten something wrong, but I also suspect sometimes they cannot print certain things because they are not facts, but rumors, even if well-documented rumors, and they still have to deal with libel laws. This is as opposed to WikiLeaks, perhaps. And because of what I just said, that's the last I'll say about them. Anyway.
So I guess I can.
I got a little bit more if you don't mind.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, about VP Biden. Part of me would have loved to see him become POTUS, but that would have meant that the first other African-American or black or mixed race, all are correct, President Mr. Obama would have been assassinated, and that would have been tragic beyond comprehension. So, no, I'm just proud that Syracuse University had its first vice president ever, and a finer one is hard to imagine. Likewise, a finer president or first family than the Obamas is hard to imagine, given the difficulty of being the first. Of course, Hillary Clinton would have been a first, too, a first president in several categories. I can't help but think perhaps our fine country is still maybe just a little more sexist than racist. Enough said about that for now. But Trump, Pence, and Vladimir Putin, a.k.a. Pooty Poot, are a different story. It's pretty clear from dozens, if not hundreds of news reports starting back in July that the Russians were trying to tamper with our 2016 presidential election and recently, maybe the congressional races too. Yes, the USA has historically done the same around the globe, most notably in South America, but other continents too, most likely. Still, two wrongs don't make a right, and there may have been interference by Russia and other countries' elections recently too. Search engines are your friend. Stay informed and stay strong. In the words of a protest chant of the 1960s, the people united will never be defeated. And in the words of our national hero, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., well, he said many wise things before his life was cut short in April 1968. Since I'm also a stand-up comedian, and we like what are called triples, I'll stick with three words of Dr. King's. We shall overcome. And that's it. Go ahead and ask me anything you like.
Well, I take it that you're not. I take it that you're not a fan of Donald Trump.
I'm a native New Yorker, and so is he. And I'm old enough, not exactly to remember, like, the housing lawsuit, but I'm old enough to remember all the tacky stuff, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, no, I've never been a real fan of his.
Well, I can understand. I can understand that. People have their own – they have their own – thing in it, and but certainly on the 20th he's going to be inaugurated, and it
maybe
does seem like they're trying to attack the things that were certainly laid out by our great president Barack Obama. But you know, these are the things that kind of transpire and kind of take place, and you kind of got to, like, you know, you kind of got to, like, that's in a way, live with it in a sense, you know, because there's nothing we can do at this particular point. Nothing we can do at this point. And, but what I am excited about, is that our president, President Obama, has done a great job, and you have to applaud the work that he did and the work that he tried to do. And certainly there were hindrances there that prevented him from going the way that I'm sure that he wanted to go. But I have to say that I'm very proud of our president, President Barack Obama. I am super duper proud. And I'm going to say this, with him being in the office, it made me proud to call him my president. I can say that. I can 100% say that. And I'm going to say this to you. And with him being in office, it made me proud to be an American. And that's all I could really say about that, because he just did a really great job. He was real cracker jack, and he did a really great job, in my opinion. And I am excited about that from that perspective, in a lot of different ways. So what made you write that particular passage in the way that you did, or that poem, I'm going to call it, in the way that you did? What was your inspiration behind that poem?
I just had things I wanted to say on the air, maybe to make people feel a little bit better about January 20th if the inauguration comes to pass. And I'm still a tiny bit optimistic it might not, and would you like to know why?
Okay, dare not tread down this road, but I'm going to say yes. I want to know your theory on this. I feel that I'm going to open myself up to something here, but yeah, let's go
you
with it and let's see what happens. Yeah,
it's actually 2 5-letter names, and that would be the most recent Supreme Court Justice whom President Obama appointed, Supreme Court Justice Elena Kagan. And I tend to think of her as Elena because I had 4 years of Latin with her in high school and a zillion other classes. To call her remarkable is such an understatement. Our high school, Hunter College High School, is sort of like for the intellectually gifted, and she was head and shoulders above all the rest of us girls. Quick example, she ran for GO president, which is general organization, equivalent of student body president in 11th grade. Nobody ran against her. Nobody was stupid enough to, because we knew we'd get like, you know, 6 votes of our friends, maybe a few other people maybe who didn't like her because she was so intimidating, and that's it. We'd be counted like 94% to 6, so nobody was stupid enough to run against her.
Well, certainly, I just think that I believe the inauguration is going to go off without a hitch. I think that America has already made its decision. I think that now it's about what can we do to bring about change. And I think it's going to really have to take place in the midterm elections. I think that if we can go to work and begin to change things in the midterm elections, I think that some great things can transpire that will be very helpful in turning things around for those who believe that Donald Trump is not the best presidential candidate. But here's what I'm going to say. We're going to take another quick break, and we're going to be back with more of Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you, Nabuki?
Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I'm Nabuki, girl.
We have to find out the interest and stuff with Ms. Abrams. We have to find out about meeting President Obama. I think that's what we've been waiting on right now.
Yep. Well, very briefly, how I won the dinner is I sent $5 to the Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee, win a dinner with President Obama, and 25,000 entries, they told me. I was one of two winners. Sheer dumb luck, maybe.
Congratulations.
Cool.
Congratulations.
That is
wow.
Cool. That is cool.
$5 and you get to meet President Obama. So how was that like? What happened? We need some details.
Oh.
You know, what was he wearing? You know, all that good stuff.
What was he wearing?
I'm joking. I'm kidding.
He was wearing a suit. And
did he seem like a president?
He was a little more somber, I think, than he might be around people he knows well. But he was very candid, as you would think, and cared enough to get information about us, biographical details, and asked us questions. So we were very, it helped relax us, I think. And we just talked for 45 minutes, me, my friend Susan, because I couldn't get my aunt from California to go into Washington, D.C. with the very short time they gave us. You know, we have to go through those secret security clearance, obviously. So, and the other winner and her husband. The other winner, by the way, I will not tell you what she donated. It was not necessarily all that much more than I did. I'll leave it at that.
So she gave $10.
Not saying the exact amount. Let's just say it wasn't necessarily three figures.
Okay.
Well, one of the things that people say about the president a lot is how down to earth he and his wife are. And so, you know, being down the earth the way he is, you know, you wouldn't expect he'd have to do much. And he seemed to be a very approachable kind of person, other than all the Secret Service and all the other stuff. But otherwise than that, he seems like a very approachable kind of person and very down to earth. And I like that about our great president. And actually, and I'm going to say this right now, and I think this is the first time I'm going to announce this publicly, but we're going to be putting out a press release about this in the next few days. Our great president is sending me, actually, an accommodation, an award of accommodation for my years of service in media. So I'm
That's
getting
an
accommodation for that, and he's going to have his signature on it. And what we're doing is at the Punch TV Studios, the Punch TV Studios shareholders meeting. They're going to do the actual presentation of that at the meeting. So when he comes, I'll be able to tell everybody what he smells like. You know, I'm just saying. I want to know if the friend of us got bad breath or not. I want to know if his feet stink, you know.
His feet did not stink. Nothing about him stank. He was so awesome. I was going to give you, let you guess, one guess each.
I bet you a dime to a box of donuts, Michelle done told that man, go wash your feet. I bet you she done told him that. I'm just saying.
Mrs. Obama was not there, sadly.
He's like, baby, you either got to put your shoes back on or go in that bathroom and wash your feet. Now, I know she done said that to him. I know she done said that. I don't know too many black women that ain't told their man to go wash their feet. Not a black man. I don't know.
Well, I think that
that
thank you, Mrs. Obama, because I don't recall him smelling much like anything other than like a regular person.
Oh, well, That's cool. That's good. So at least we know that our great president doesn't stink. That's good. He smells like a regular person. See, I told you, Sharifa, the president smells like me. I told you, he smells good.
I'm just trying to figure out how we got so way off topic. How we wind up with the feet
on the
band thinking.
For 45 minutes, he's in a relationship with the president. You understand? So I'm just trying to see stuff I don't know. This is stuff I want to know. I want to know if he had bad breath or was he chewing gum. You know, I want to know.
Okay. I'm going to give you each a chance to give an answer to the question, what is President Obama's favorite perk of the job? You pick who goes first.
His favorite perk. His favorite perk. Let me think.
He ain't got a cook. That's what his favorite perk is. Somebody else he cooks for him.
Just squirt whatever comes to your mind.
He ain't got a cook. He ain't got a drive. The first perk, he ain't got to drive. He ain't got to have no driver's license.
Okay, that's wrong. Sharifa?
I'm just trying to think.
You got to cook.
Whatever comes to your mind, blurt it out.
Okay, let me see what comes to my mind. His favorite perk.
Take that thought out your mind. People, take that thought out your mind.
You know what?
Oh, not whatever you're thinking. Let me just take that thought.
Let me get a G-rated version. I think his favorite perk is... I mean, I would be with the Secret Service, too, like not having to drive, that whole thing. That would be my favorite perk. What is his favorite perk?
Nope. His favorite perk is touring factories because he's fascinated with how things are made. Is that not just definitive of President Obama's character or what?
I think his favorite perk was passing Regulation A, which allowed Punch TV Studios to be able to register under Regulation A and allow us to sell stock in our company to raise $50 million so that we can build a phenomenal multimedia company. That is exactly the president's favorite perk, and nobody's going to change my mind.
I met him in 2014. I'm not sure he knew about you in 2014. That's why he's in the factory line.
He was thinking about me. I was around in 2014. He was thinking about me.
Yeah, but he might have known it. He just didn't know it then. You got to cut him a little slack.
I knew it, though. But when did this start? 2014, 2016? Yeah, it was 2016. You know, so... I think that was his favorite perk, and nobody's going to change my mind on that. My mind's made up. I love my president. So does he stink. I do love him. That's my president, and I voted for him. He's my president, you know. So he passed the thing. That was his favorite perk. And now all of the community around America gets a chance to invest in Punch TV Studios because Barack Obama's favorite perk was to set this up so that the community can be empowered and gain financial success and gain financial independence from the system. And so I think that was his favorite perk. His second favorite perk, which I'm a beneficiary of, is that he passed a health care bill, which I get Obamacare and health care, and I'm happy about that. That was his second favorite perk. But, of course, the first favorite perk is what I said first, and the second favorite perk was the pass of the Affordable Health Care Act. And with this being Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, or the day we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday, I am happy because I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. I have a dream. And right after we take this break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you about my dream.
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
Yes, I'm Nabuki. Do you, Nabuki? Did you get your Nabuki on today? If you haven't got your Nabuki on, I'm going to tell you to go to punchtvstudios.com and look for the Nabuki sign. And if it ain't there, just go to Nabuki.com, N-A-B-U-K-I-E.com, and register, become a part, set your own, set up your own page, sell your products, do every good thing you want to do at Nabuki.com. And what do you think about that interview with her there?
I think it was very interesting, you know, because we always talk about the shows and the different guests that we have. And we have several people who call in almost every day. Like A Bottle of Youth joins us almost every, you know, at least a few times a week. And then we have the therapist who beats men. And then we have the married couple in, I forgot where they were, but she runs a security business, and then her husband is the cop who decided to be a stand-up comedian. So we've never had anyone come on the show and read a poem or read a story. We had the lady who wrote a book and refused to tell us what it was about. You know, so our shows are just always interesting. Always
we also had that lady that beat her man. She beat men. We had that lady.
That was the therapist. Yeah, I mentioned her.
The therapist. She beat men. She beat men. So if you was a,
yes.
If you need a man and you need your butt beat, just give us a call. We're going to hook you up.
Yes. That was a show to listen to, because that was a show where I thought I was in the Twilight Zone. Did she just say she was the therapist and she closed the door and then she took the people outside and beat them? Like, did she just say that?
The therapist. I closed the door. And I take the people outside, and I beat them behind. They don't even better not say nothing.
Yes. Yes.
Single. You know, we know what happened there.
Yes.
You were single. I wasn't even trying to hook your brother up, you know, with a date or nothing, because I didn't want him to get his butt beat, because he beat men. Probably beat men.
So, right. So today we have a story. We have a poem. So every... I mean, that's how long? It's been 3 months now. This is our third month. That's crazy. But
Every
show
is
been 30, yes. It's been 3 months already.
Well,
we
yeah, I mean, we started in November, December, January. Really, this is like our 90 day.
We got to step up.
We're going to step it up. 2017, we're going to step it up. But I'm just saying, every show is different. Every show is unique.
It's like real crazy.
Yes.
But we are just having a lot of fun tonight, you know, because people don't think about that. You know, and people really get offended, you know, because when you talk about things that were real, you know, that were really, really real. I mean, people don't think about Jesus having bad breath. You know, they don't think about that. You know,
Jesus had bad breath.
I'm sure he did. They said he was just as much man as he was God. But I mean, when he woke up in the morning and he blew his breath on somebody, people would be like, Jesus,
you know what? You know what? He's just wrong. He's just wrong. You are the only one who just says stuff that most people would, like, feel guilty even thinking about. You just, no filter, just conception to verbalization with no interpretation.
Jesus was asleep, and he went down in the bottom of a boat and went on off to sleep. So that tells you he was tired. And that boat was rocking and reeling. You knew he was black. He must have just ate too, and the boat was rocking and reeling. He was slept all through all that.
And somebody woke him up, and they was just like, "Have you brushed your teeth?" That's what you're saying.
Yeah. And they were so scared. Jesus was asleep down there. They went down there. Jesus was sleeping like a baby. They didn't know whether to wake him up or not. And finally, they was like, "Wake Jesus up! Good God, Jesus is down there asleep." They hollered at Jesus, "Jesus, don't you care if we die or not?" Jesus was like, "Oh, God."
Never heard this story, this version of this.
He was like, "Oh, God, oh, God. Look, I'm on the boat. Why y'all worried?" But Jesus, he did it politically correct. He said, "Oh, ye of little faith," you know. And then he sat up there. He said, "Peace be still." He wanted to talk to the storm. And he told the wind and the rain and said, "Peace be still." That's what he said. Said that everything calmed down. Can you imagine him after everything calmed down? He just looked at his disciples, be like, "Now let me go back to sleep and leave me the heck alone, okay? Because the next storm come along, y'all handle it. I'm going back to sleep." You know how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just things like that people don't think about. It's a true story, you know, because he was just as much man as he was. As he is and was as God. So you have to look at it from that perspective, you know. He bled real blood. So there you go. So we always have very interesting characters on this show. And it's just very cool, you know, and I think I'm pretty interesting myself, actually. There are times when I just go on a tangent. But I think I'm pretty interested.
You're very
interesting.
You are the $50 million man.
Huh?
I said, you are very interesting. You are the $50 million man.
Well, not 50, honey. We're trying to get $1 billion. We're trying to market cap Punch TV Studios.
Oh, yes, and you said that
dollars.
Earlier today. That's the second time you made that distinction. So you spoke to the on the interview, and the lady said, you're going to be a multi-million dollar company. And you said, okay, well, you know, we're going for billions. Multi-billion dollar company.
And if we,
see, I listened to the interview in its entirety.
If we educate our shareholders correctly, we can create a multi-billion dollar company coming out the gate. We don't have to grow to a multi-billion dollar company. We can be instantaneously a multi-billion dollar company coming out the gate. And if the shareholders back us and stay with us, it'll give us the power to do some great things in media. And that's why I'm really taking this time to really work with shareholders and really bring them in from the community level and help create prosperity for everyone. That's why I'm really taking this time to do that. And it's just so important that these things transpire. You know, these things have to transpire. I'm not creating a multi-million-dollar company. We are creating a multi-billion-dollar company. And we're going to position this company to acquire other companies. And if our shareholders go with us and really believe in where we're trying to go, we're going to do some phenomenal things in media, and we're going to make some phenomenal stories and make some phenomenal movies that are really going to change people's lives. They're going to really turn things around and really tell stories that ordinarily would never get told. And we're going to license those stories and sell them all over the world. That's exactly what we're going to do. So I'm excited about them. I always like, because I think words are so powerful, and words are so powerful, and so you want to speak the correct word into existence, and so I don't want to speak less than I am and that we are attempting to be. So we are attempting to be a multi-billion-dollar company, so, you know, a million-dollar company is not acceptable. Actually, we're already a multi-million-dollar company, so we're way beyond that right now, if that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
124 million shares and float, and people are buying our shares for $1 a share, that automatically makes us worth $124 million today. So we're already 1/10 of $1 billion right now, and we have not even achieved, we haven't even began to achieve the objectives that we're going after. We're just getting started right now. But we're going to educate our shareholder base beginning at our shareholders meeting. We're going to educate you so you'll know, you'll understand why this is so important. You'll understand why being a part of an IPO is so important. You'll understand why doing what we're doing is so important. You'll just really, really get it. You'll really, really understand. And we want you to understand. We want you to get it, because the more you understand about capital markets, the more power that you have as a stockholder, and the more greater things that we can do to really begin to bring wealth back to our community, take back our community. As we can see, the government is not going to do it for us. And it seems like with the Republicans going in right now, there's definitely seems to be, there's going to be a war on the poor, not because they don't like people, but because they don't like previous administration's policies. So they don't like those policies. And so there's definitely going to be a war. So, but we have to look out for ourselves, and we have to empower ourselves financially so that we can put our own candidates into office. We got to put our own candidates into office. And we only get that done. It costs a lot of money to run for president. It costs a lot of money to run for Congress. So we can back our own people and put them in office, and then they'll vote laws the way that we want them to. And with that being said, we're going to take another quick break for Nabuki.com, and we're going to hear, we're going to let Sharifa kind of like tell us what, you know, kind of what her thoughts are on this whole government change, what her thoughts are on Martin Luther King Jr. And we'll be right back with more of Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network.
Are you an actor looking for your next role? Are you looking to audition to be cast in the next Hollywood project? One amazing way to do this is to work with Punch TV Studios, making movies and making magic. Join the actors group at Nabuki.com to find out about upcoming film projects and opportunities. It's a great place to network. Do you, Nabuki?
CEO Joseph Collins and Punch TV Studios have been broadcasting for the last 8 years. And for the last 2 years, Punch TV Studios has been producing TV shows and movies for license to major studios and TV networks all over the world. You can purchase your IPO stocks today for only $1 per share as they near their fourth quarter deadline. You could be a part of history as Punch TV Studios vies to be the first African-American owned company on the New York Stock Exchange. Join the Punch TV movement and be part owner for only $1 per share. That's $1 per share. Don't delay, because there is a limited amount of stock for a limited amount of time. So call them today at 310-419-5914. 310-419-5914. That's 310-419-5914. For more information, you can visit them online at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com.
So, Sharifa, tell us, how are you feeling on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day? And what do you think about the whole Martin Luther King Jr. experience?
The Martin Luther King experience. Well, I've never actually heard it called that before. I'm happy and I'm excited that it's Martin Luther King Day, especially being a parent. You know, I have two children. My kids will be 20 and 23 this year. And I was talking to my son the other day about movies, and he finally saw 13th. And so he's real excited about, you know, what's going on in politics and government. And being MLK Day, he went out to Long Beach and volunteered for the parade that they had out there and helped out. So I'm happy that as he becomes an adult, I've been able to share with him the struggles that we went through as a people and the way that Martin Luther King was able to help us to get through those struggles. So every day, every year, it's very important for us not to forget everything that Martin Luther King Jr. did in order to move forward us as a people and us as far as civil rights. So I'm very excited. I love Martin Luther King Day. I love that people remember it, you know, because so often after a certain amount of time, we forget a lot of our heroes. We forget a lot of the people who actually made changes. And nowadays, we don't really have a lot of leaders in our community. So the parades that are going on, the events that are going on, just the celebration of his life in general, I think everybody should stop and take a minute and reflect on the importance and how far we've come. As far as the election in January 20th, I'm one of those people who, you know, for right, wrong, or indifferent, no matter who's in the White House, I'm still going to continue to do me. You know, my God is on his throne, so I don't really kind of get too caught up in the politics. I'm not one of those people who react to Donald Trump or the things that he's done. I think that he could have done a lot of different things better, but I also think that he's a businessman. And businessmen put people to work. Businessmen create jobs. So there's a side of me that's just so hopeful more Americans will actually have jobs moving forward.
I agree with you. Yeah, man, you went all the way. You was preaching. I was like, I was feeling.
I was trying not to preach, you know. I don't preach too often on a radio show.
He was really putting it down right there. I remember giving like, amen, 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 amen.
Well, you don't want to get me.
Amen.
You don't want me to get to preaching.
And I have to concur with you. I believe that God is on the throne, and I believe that even though a guy can do whatever he wants to do, he can't do any more than God lets him do. That just
Amen.
But we also have to take our part in it and be vigilant. The Bible says, watch while you pray. In other words, you've got to keep one eye open while you pray. You've got to watch and pray. You know, and we sing a song in church, we're soldiers in the army. We have to fight. Although we have to cry, we have to hold it up. We got to hold up the blood-stained banner. We got to hold it up. We got to hold it up until we die. In other words, you got to do something, you know, while you're doing something. You know, while you're waiting on God, you got to do something to you. And so it says faith without works is dead. So we got to do something. And whatever that is, that's what we have to do. And right now we need to be in prayer for our president-elect, Donald Trump. We certainly, he's going to need all the prayer he can get, and he's going to need mm-hmm. angels around him to protect us.
mm-hmm.
Notice what I said. He's going to need angels around him to protect us. Amen.
He may need a few angels around him, too.
Yeah, he might need some angels around him, too, because it's rare when white people's mad as a man, too, you know.
mm-hmm. He might need some bulletproof angels around him.
He might need a lot of different things around him, but we're going to pray for him because certainly he's going to need prayer. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that man is going to need prayer, and we want to just kind of keep him up in prayer. And then God will manifest himself in that particular situation, no matter no matter how what you want to say, no matter what you want to say. And I want to thank everybody for joining us here on tonight's show on Changing the Conversation right here on the Punch TV Studios Radio Network. It's been a phenomenal show tonight, as always. We're going to be back here on tomorrow night at the same Punch TV time on the same Punch TV channel. Be sure to visit our website at punchtvstudios.com. That's punchtvstudios.com. Make an investment. Click on the Invest Now button and make an investment. Otherwise than that, we're going to see you tomorrow on the same Punch TV time on the same Punch TV channel.
Thanks for listening to Changing the Conversation with Punch TV Studios. Join us 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday as we continue to change the conversation in contemporary media. Visit our website at www.punchtvstudios.com today to become a part owner at $1 per share.